This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
So, welcome to Volunteering Vibes. Thanks for joining us. I'm Tracy Weston from Volunteering Hawke's Bay, your local volunteer centre. We connect people who want to make this community an even better place to be. Now, in these programs, we'll be hearing from across the volunteering viewpoint and the volunteers themselves and the organisations that they work for. Today, we're spending time with Rob and Johnny from the Freedom Philosophy Society, who help their students change their lives for the better. Hi, Rob. Hi, Johnny. Thanks for joining us today to talk about the work that you and your colleagues do.
Hi, Tracy. Nice to be here. Thank you for the invitation.
You're very welcome. For those that aren't familiar with the work of the Freedom Philosophy Society, could you just give us a bit of an outline about what you do?
Sure. Well, it started from volunteering just in prison. One of our students was a clinical psychologist there and invited us to take a practical philosophy course into the prison. And surprisingly, it went really, really well. This was sort of Lower North Island area. And from that going really, really well, we found we were delivering more and more courses into the prison. It's highly practical philosophy, so best gems from East and West, ancient and modern, distilled into short, sharp courses that are easy to pick up. And so our structure now is a Freedom Philosophy Society with lots of volunteers on board, and we deliver these programs to prisons. We call them our students in the prisons all around the country now.
That sounds like really interesting work. So how did you become involved with it yourself, Rob?
Well, as I say, it was a bit of a serendipity, really. One of my students, when I was delivering the practical philosophy course to in the public arena through the School of Philosophy in Wellington, she was a clinical psychologist in that prison, and she so loved the course that she said it would be so useful in the prison, and it kind of looked me straight in the eye and said, would you deliver it? So it was, and it went from there, really, yeah.
And you'd been practicing philosophy before then, hadn't you, for a number of years?
Yeah, I'd been doing freedom philosophy since, 20-odd years before that, with really good results in the public arena. But I never dreamt it would work in the prison environment. And it just shows you it was amazing, the response in there, just amazing. Yeah.
So, Johnny, how are you involved with the work that the Society do and the programs they offer?
Right. Well, I met Rob last year. I've been doing volunteer work with Restorative Justice over the last few years. And I almost every time I'd gone in there or gone into the prison, I came out with this question about what else could I do. And when I heard about freedom philosophy and what Rob was doing, it sort of sounded to me like I'd got the answer. So I joined Rob last year in the second course in the Hastings prison, along with a couple of other volunteers. And I fell in love with the whole thing immediately, actually. I feel very lucky to be a part of it all.
Now, volunteers often say that, you know, people tend to think of volunteering of being something that's giving, but you talk about receiving.
Yeah, I do every week I go in there, I do come away thinking who's benefiting more from it. I had not expected the level of reflection among the students in the prison, actually. There are some extraordinary human beings in there, and admittedly they've made mistakes, but we all have done those. And some of them really appear to have learnt from them, and it's an amazing thing to be a witness to some of those stories.
I hear what you're saying, and I think that maybe there'll be people out there who think, you know, that is this program right? Is it something we should be embarking on? You know, is it going to make a change for people? Are these people that come along to your courses capable of change? What's your thoughts on that?
Well, that's a great question, Tracy, because it's something that all the volunteers will sometimes ask themselves, you know, am I doing the right thing here? Because obviously they're in the prisons for a reason. And there are a lot of victims out there as well. And first priority seems to be with the victims. You know, we have to take care of them as well. But not everybody can go into the prison environment, and not everybody can deliver the courses, although they're very straightforward and simple. And the thing is with the prisoners, it's a really, to be real here, the prison environment is very harsh, and it can engender even more crimes. You know, people go into prison and they become hardened and they come out. At some stage, they will come out. Mm. And if we don't focus on a rehabilitation, we're in some ways condoning we're condoning the problem because we're just creating an environment where people can be more trained further to commit more crimes. So in some ways, when you start reaching the real person and get away from those, if you like, the self-imposed often labels that they have, then they start to see a different way forward. And that means, like, when we have over 50% reoffending rates in New Zealand.
Is that how it is?
That's how it is here. Mm. And that's a terrible statistic, really. Some countries like Norway have less than 20%. Why? Because they focus on rehabilitation. And that means you've got, you know, less crime from these same people who are repeating, like revolving doors, repeating these crimes. And if you can stop that, break that chain, if you like, which is a little of what we do. We're one of many efforts that I think corrections are trying to do now with rehabilitation, and that helps. And so when we go in as volunteers to the prison, we go in to meet the real person, not the prisoner. That's why we create this kind of sanctuary. We have this trying to, as if the past is gone, learn from the mistakes, absolutely, but try and see a new future and try and let them realize who they really are, and that isn't necessarily this person that got them in there in the first place.
Mm. Yeah. Well said.
So do your students volunteer themselves for the programme? How does that come about?
How do we get the volunteers?
Yes, do we just offer the programme and see who steps up?
In the prison, you mean?
Yes, so yes.
The customers, as it
I'm not quite sure I'm covering
They do. So they do volunteer themselves. So the prison...
It's not part of sort of compulsory rehabilitation program or something like
it's
that.
It's all voluntary. Yeah.
We have a kind of poster which gives an outline of the course. And we've got it now so that we know that they don't have... They're doing time in there, but they don't waste time with something that's not real. So we put a poster out that shows in the content of the course, and then they volunteer whether they come on that course or not. And the amazing thing is we might have a group of, say, 8 to 12 people. The attendance in there would you know, we get sort of most of those guys make an effort to come every single week in excellent attendance. Mm. And the feedback we get is just huge. Johnny, you can probably speak a bit more about that.
Yeah, I mean, the numbers have grown in the units that I've been a part of. And they do, they tell each other about what they're getting from the course, and then we end up with more people walking through the door.
Word of mouth, yes. Yeah. Do you think the students who come on the course, their families benefit? Do you think there's some ongoing effect? You know, if we're talking about ripples here, so starting with the people that you see that come on your program, do you see any evidence of that spreading out?
Well, I'm going to refer to Johnny in a second here, but it would be great to be able to take this course to the whānau, but we're not permitted to do that. Mm. So we just speak to the students themselves. But we've had some students who share this themselves share the course content with the FAO now. Johnny, you had one in particular, I believe, that spoke about coming in and it was a small number that particular week, but he was very thankful to be there because he wanted to be able to share the next learnings with the family.
Yeah. We've in the group that I've been a part of, I know there's at least one fellow who's left the prison since then, and he was very eager to be able to take some of the rest of the material away with him because he could see the benefit, and he'd only done 2.5 of the courses. And he realized actually that it's called practical philosophy for a reason. It's not that we're in there sort of waxing lyrical about, what life might be. It's actually very practical lessons about looking at yourself. You don't often get a chance to do that in the real world, and you don't often get a chance to do that in prison either. Mm. And those hours, we're in there for an hour and a quarter, hour and a half, and it's remarkable how deep you get in conversation. Every 6-week course that we run, the philosophy is the sort of the angle, but we run it through a lens of a particular subject would be fair. And the last one I did was philosophy and love. And if you imagine going into a prison to talk about love, it does seem a funny sort of thing to do. And yet, after the first sort of few minutes of, a little bit of conversation here and there, and it becomes something very quickly meaningful and deliberate and reflective, because every person there understands, that they love their partner or they love their family or they were once loved. And also there are people in there that have not been loved or not loved well enough. Mm-hmm. And all of those things come up in these conversations. And the program that Rob has designed through the School of Philosophy is a beautiful framework within which to then sort of lay these thoughts and considerations of one's life. So it's a very reflective tool. And I think anybody who goes through these in the prison can't help but come to a new understanding of themselves, and how that reflects once they get out is, well, that's up to them. But I'm certainly doing my best to help give them a new picture of themselves.
That's a beautiful insight to the program, so how it works. Mm. So how did you personally become involved in it, Johnny?
Like I said, I'd been doing volunteer work with Restorative Justice, and they're another organisation that, works with, obviously they work with the victim and the perpetrator.
Yes.
In an attempt to make the most of that mistake. Mm. And I'm a great believer in learning from my mistakes. I make a lot of them, and I've realised over the years how useful they are. Like I said at the beginning, I get an enormous amount by going in there myself. Mm. And I'm hoping that the structure around us through the program can bring a new level of understanding for them, but also for me. Mm. So I'm here as a volunteer, but I hadn't quite realized that I was going to get as much out of it myself, because of course by doing the program I need to inform myself about the philosophical ideas and the lenses that we're working through, and there's some pretty amazing content that the School of Philosophy has got in there, and it's very current. We do talk about ancient Greece, and we talk about the Stoics, and we talk about Marcus Aurelius and all of these incredible ancient philosophers and workers of philosophy, but actually they were involved in it for its practical content as well. It was, you know, Stoicism and all of these old ideas on philosophy were absolutely about being a better human being. And I don't think we can ever tire of working with that.
Working on that, absolutely. That's good to
know.
Maybe
just to add to that a little bit there, Tracy, some of the stuff that we are doing, like we have courses on, you know, the freedom, what it really means, or resilience, or love, as Johnny said, or success, what that really means. Mm. When we have those sort of conversations with the guys, we're not telling them what to think. Mm. We're exploring a topic with them and drawing that out. And what tends to happen is they will obviously there's a past, there's a history there, and there's been probably a lot of abuse and the like in the backgrounds. But they will start to examine some of the attitudes and beliefs that they've almost become ingrained with and re-explore that. And those conversations, you know, we go quite deeply with it. And so therefore we look into ourselves quite deeply and the sort of person we are or we become. And then we start to realize that actually a lot of that is layers on layers. They're masks. We work behind, often we're working behind masks. Mm. And when we start to break free of those masks, then, if you like, what we might call the better or best self or higher self can start to, you know, come out and shine. And everybody wants to be their best self. Mm-hmm. Everybody, you know, but just what that is. And that's really what the material helps us to do.
Mm. Helps you uncover that.
Helps us uncover that in a very practical, daily, easy way. Yeah.
I came into contact with the Freedom Philosophy Society for the first time in my role with Volunteering Hawke's Bay, because you're a member of Volunteering Hawke's Bay and you use our services to recruit volunteers to the program. So what role do volunteers play for you?
Oh, well, I'll start and end. I mean, the volunteers are key. So the volunteer, we go in with one experienced tutor and two assistants there. So new volunteers who come on board go in as an assistant, a nice, easy, low-key role. The volunteers make the whole difference because they allow us to reach more prisons, more prisoners. And when they come in, often people say, maybe go ahead, but often people may say to you, well, what do you need to have a whole lot of knowledge about philosophy and all of this?
Yeah.
And I'll probably fall off my chair if somebody comes in and says, I've done 20 years of philosophy and I understand all this. Because it's actually about just having a right attitude, about being calm and non-judgmental in there, and then going on the journey with the students. That's the most important thing. Mm. So what role do they play? Key, and they get a huge respect from our students in the prison because they are volunteers, because they're not paid to do the stuff they do.
Yeah. We get thanked every time we go in there, actually, to the point where I feel quite humble and sort of thankful in return. They are very appreciative of us being in there. I would say, Rob, you're a volunteer too, are you not, really?
Yes,
so it's not like a paid organisation. So it's volunteer from the top to the humble bottom. And, I mean, I after being with Rob for the second course last year, he then felt confident to let me sort of lead the programme for the third course. So really, yeah, Rob couldn't be spreading himself thin all over the country, even though it would be great to have him here all the time. So, without us here, it wouldn't be happening. Mm-hmm. And it would be great to have some more people to come and be involved. It's an amazing way to spend a couple of hours during your week. And it also is a great way to use the program to find out new things. I mean, I've spent many many years looking at myself through different lenses and different courses, but I'm learning a lot on this journey. So, thanks, Rob.
I should perhaps just add on that too. We are a Freedom Philosophy Society. It's an incorporated society. It's not for profit. It's registered charity. So all of this is done through a volunteering basis. Mm-hmm. But we do get a little bit of help from funding from various parties, and that helps keep us going and the like. But it's volunteering work, and in many ways, I've heard it said, volunteering is the backbone of many countries. So,
yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. So if someone's listening now thinking about starting a conversation with you about this work, just to know more, what would you say to them?
Well, just do it. I think sometimes we hold back because we're not sure if we're the right person or the right fit, or we're not sure we could handle this or do that. And we have a nice, gentle way of introducing people to the society to help. And as I said, the best skill is an open mind and a calm disposition. And if you can do that, you pick the rest up. The rest is technical, if you like. And we have a lot of training online. So just get in touch with Volunteering Hawke's Bay. Have a look at our website. And you'd be most welcome, yeah. But people of all ages do this.
Your website's freedomphilosophy.co.nz, is that right?
Yes, yes. www.freedomphilosophy.co.nz. And there's a lot of information on there. But we've now refined the program. There's six courses, as Johnny mentioned, six sessions each course. And we've refined it so that we've got training aids as well in place to make it nice and easy for people. So
hop on board.
They'd be most welcome.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's not a great deal of time out of your week at all, or even for the day when we go in. But Rob has the whole system is beautifully designed so that you can read your way through. They've got supported videos as well online, and books as well that you can sort of get directed towards. And I'm working my way through one of those at the moment, and it's fantastic. So I'd love to see some more people come along and join me and the other volunteers in the prison. It'd be marvellous.
Well, hopefully people listening to this will respond to that call and get in touch with you, at least have a look at the website and see what the work's all about.
Yeah.
And then perhaps have a conversation with you.
Actually, Tracy, I did just want to say that, I mean, I noticed even a certain sort of, the first time I ever went into prison with restorative justice, I was sort of nervous. You don't actually need to feel those nerves. It's obviously a very well-run place. All of the supports are in place. And actually, the reception that you get there is quite unexpected in terms of the positive approach from the people who run the prison, but also from the men in there.
And we deal primarily, if you like, first point of contact with corrections, with the volunteer coordinators in a particular region, and they're key, and they do a superb job. So they kind of help answer all the questions that we've got, and they. I feel like they help to keep us safe, and places are monitored and all of that. So it's a different experience. But I have to say, from the people we've spoken to and the volunteers, we don't want to oversell it, but it's been a very worthwhile, meaningful role to take on volunteering.
Rewarding.
So what lies ahead for you over the next 12 months or so? What are their plans?
Hopefully more volunteers.
Here in Hawke's Bay, more volunteers, and maybe with more volunteers we can go further into the prisons, you know, get into maybe more units. That's a possibility that we could explore with corrections. But we also want to take it to more prisons. So I think We, as I said earlier, we are part of the bigger pie of rehabilitation. We're a slice of that pie, if you like, a voluntary organisation. But if we can take this to many prisons, many more prisons around New Zealand, I think we'll help to change the culture within prisons. We've even, Freedom Philosophy's even had inquiries from Australia and the UK. I've got a podcast with a professor in Australia on Thursday. So this has got potential, I think, to be used in many prisons.
That sounds very exciting. Yeah. You must feel a certain sense of pride, I don't know if that's the right word to use, but, you know, about having got this off the ground and seeing where it's going.
Yes, I guess my own journey, you know, I retired and to devote and full time to this, as it were. But it's such a meaningful, energizing project that you can feel that we're making a difference. You can get that from the feedback, and you can see it in the eyes of the people we're dealing with. And that's huge, really. It kind of brings out, if you like, the best of our humanity. So, yeah.
That's a really nice thought to end on there. So I'd just like to say a huge thank you to you, Rob, and to you, Johnny, for joining us today. We wish you every ongoing success to you and everyone connected with Freedom Philosophy. And if you'd like to know more, as we said before, visit their website, www.freedomphilosophy.co.nz. Volunteering Hawke's Bay, of course, offers a range of training and networking opportunities for our members, and membership is absolutely free. There aren't many things these days you can say that's true of. So if you're interested in finding out more about the volunteering opportunities that we have, do get in touch. Hop onto our website, www.vhb.org.nz. You really can make a difference. Our thanks today to Radio Hawke's Bay, who made this show possible. You can listen to this show and the many other programs offered on this station at radiohawkesbay.org.nz.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.